New $5 million restorative justice package puts victims at the center of the justice system. And the idea is if an offender admits guilt and shows remorse, and if the victim agrees, they may meet across the table in a conference room, and the victim could come face to face with the object, or rather the perpetrator could come face to face with the object of his abuse, or the person he has assaulted or hurt or damaged in some way. And Matt Robson seems to think that that would really have an effect on the perpetrator, much more than simply throwing them into the slammer. Well, Norm Withers could not have disagreed more. Now, Norm Withers is the Christchurch man who's been battling for victims of violent crime ever since his elderly mother was brutally beaten while working in his shop. Well, does his mum want to come face to face with her attacker? Not at all. Not ever, says Norm Withers. Norm's with us on the line. Good morning.
Oh, Norm Withers on the line. How are you this morning, Paul?
I'm very good, Norm. How are you doing?
Yes, not too bad, thank you.
And how's mother?
Well, she's only fair, to be honest. She's down to 40 kgs, which is a wee bit alarming. She's virtually got no sense of taste. And life's a bit of a struggle, but we're there to support her, and life goes on. But unfortunately, you know, her life basically has been destroyed.
By the attack?
Yep. I'm afraid it's left its mark, and it's very, very sad, and it's one of thousands that are going on around the countryside.
Well, so what's wrong with this idea Matt Robson's come up with, in your view?
Well, quite frankly, plenty, because I'm one jump ahead of Mr. Robson. I, throughout my campaign of getting 385,000 signatures to thus force a referendum...
And which getting 92% vote in the referendum. Yeah.
And I might add, it's not just for harsher sentences, but it's also for an overhaul of the justice system and rights for victims and more consideration. I honestly, I spoke to so many victims, Paul, you've got to believe me, so many victims, and I stood and chatted with them and I said, now look, would you, you know, under circumstances, would you ever like to be reunited, you know, with the perpetrator around a table and sort of have warm and touchy feelies and what have you? And absolutely, they're abhorred. They never ever want to see the likes of these predators again. You've only got to ask Mr. Hank Bomar or Mark Middleton or Olive Crothall here in Christchurch or my dear mum. They never want to see these scumbags ever again. Simple.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else. Mr. Robson, as far as I'm concerned, he's the Minister of Corrections. We all know that. Look, he's had suggestions of conjugal rights in jail and under five-year-olds in jail. Now we've got the suggestion with an opening of a new unit here in Christchurch, Paul, that 90% of violent and sexual offences are drug or alcohol related. Now that may be so, and it's sad. But I think Mr. Robson's sort of short on the memory stakes, because it's his government that's looking to decriminalise cannabis, and it's his parliamentary colleagues who decided by conscience vote to reduce the legal drinking age to 18.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah. You see, I think, I mean, nobody is saying the victims will have to. I think he might be saying it could be that some victims feel that instead of being glared at across the courtroom when they go to court, that they could have a situation where they can sit in a room and they can tell the perpetrator what a scumbag they think they are, and that the perpetrator may be improved as a person for actually sitting there and being in conversation of sorts, having contact of sorts,
Paul,
with the person they've smacked.
Paul, I think what you're saying is correct in terms of maybe someone that's graffitied your fence or maybe someone that's burgled your house.
Mm.
But when someone has violated, and that's what I'm on about, violated, look, you take this young lass, Kylie, in Glen Innes that's been murdered. I mean, can you imagine her man friend or her parents wanting to be reunited with a scumbag that's done this?
Yeah.
Never in a million years. Go and ask them.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know where we're going with it, with the justice system. And, you know, I thought Phil Goff, respectfully, he's got a lot on his plate. He's the Minister of Justice and Foreign Affairs. But, I mean, look, I suggest to Phil, you know, Fiji, Timor, Solomons is one thing, but get back here and sort some of this nonsense out, because we're heading down the wrong track. And I sincerely tell you this, and I tell the nation, that this will come down and haunt some people in time.
But you see, Norm, the key to Matt Robson is not wanting to make it compulsory for the victim to sit down with the perpetrator. It's that if the victim feels up to it, if they want to, if they choose to, they will have they could have an opportunity to do so.
Look,
how
I will
that
guarantee
bad?
You, for violent crimes and sexual violation, I'll say this, they'll be lucky if there's 1%, see how far out I am, that will wish to avail themselves of the opportunity. And let's get on to Mr. Robson with his home detention.
Yeah.
He's talking about potentiality of rape victims and maybe serious violent offenders being home detained because of the prisons being full. We'll get rid of some of the white collar boys, make bed space there, and keep these violent predators and similar types inside. Because quite frankly, my question is he going to be responsible and accountable for any of these people that reoffend? No one is. It's like the parole boards. You've been around a long time, Paul. The parole boards say, look, you've got 6 years for rape, maximum's 20. You're out in four because you've been a good boy. He comes out and reoffends, and the recidivist rate's quite strong. We know that. Who takes responsibility and accountability for that? No one.
So in your view, a 92% referendum positive vote for you, which was that...
Overwhelming.
Yeah, overwhelming, which is that you want harsher sentences, tougher sentences, longer sentences.
I want realistic sentences to fit the crime. Yeah. We've got rape, maximum 20, and we're getting 8, which all the sentences are parolable.
Yeah.
You see? That's my point of view.
Mm.
Why have a sentence maximum of 20 when you're given a soft sentence of 6 or 7 years and then you're paroled in 4?
Yeah.
It's a mockery.
So you do not like his restorative justice package?
I do not. In terms of
it
violent
won't work. Yep.
Sexual violation and violent offending, it will not work.
It won't work because the offenders will not want to meet the perpetrator.
I promise you,
the victims.
Only 1% will avail themselves of that opportunity, and you check out my homework.
Good on you, Norm. Thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.